HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Lost Whale by Hannah Gold, performed by Kristen Atherton.
To Chris, my ocean and my world. Chapter 1. Arrival. The first thing Rio Turner noticed when he stepped into the arrivals hall of Los Angeles International Airport was the noise. Airports were never destined to be quiet places, and this gigantic, sprawling monster was like a football stadium in full roar. The second thing he noticed was his grandmother. Even though it had been 5 years since he'd last seen her, Rio noticed her straight away. She towered over everyone in a shiny turquoise jumpsuit, wore thick, black-rimmed glasses, and had a shock of white, wiry hair. Gazing around, it took a few moments for her to register him.
"Rio?" she asked. "It is you, isn't it?"
She paused in front of him.
"I barely recognized you. You're so..."
Her voice tailed off, and Rio wondered what she'd been about to say. Either way, he wasn't going to ask. Instead, he crossed his arms protectively against his chest.
"You made it, then,"
she hurried on, her eyes full of something he didn't recognize.
"I'm so glad you're here."
Then she enveloped him in a hug. Not the kind of hug he was used to. Deep, warm, and snuggly. It was all hard angles and sharp elbows, and smelled of peppermints. Rio counted to three before he could bear it no longer. Then he yanked himself away.
"Rio?"
she asked falteringly, two bright spots of colour on her cheeks.
"It's been a long time, and I know all this must seem impossibly strange to you right now, but I want you to feel at home while you're staying with me. I am your grandmother, after all."
Rio, who had been staring at the floor during the latter part of her speech, looked up in surprise. She had signed Christmas and birthday cards from Grandma, but he couldn't think of anyone who looked less like a grandmother than her. Not compared to his other grandma, anyway, who wore thick, rubber-soled slippers and loved to call him Ducky, even though the last time he checked he hadn't yet grown a beak and feathers. No, this person didn't feel like a grandmother at all, and he secretly resolved to call her by her first name, Fran, instead. When he didn't answer, she rubbed her hands together despite the fact it wasn't cold.
"Well, I guess we'd better make a move."
Refusing her offer to carry his case, he was perfectly capable of that himself, Rio followed her towards the exit, where in the parking zone, she halted by a 4x4 covered in a thick coating of dust. He climbed into the passenger seat, pulled his seatbelt across, and chewed his lip, trying to ignore the sudden, desperate urge for a wee. As if sensing his discomfort, Fran turned to face him and seemed about to say something. But again, whatever it was died on her lips. Instead, she just cleared her throat.
"I'm sorry about your mother."
Rio felt the sudden hot sting of tears and rubbed his eyes furiously, hoping she hadn't seen. To avoid any further conversation, he pointedly stared out of the window, and after a brief pause, she switched on the engine with a rough twist of the key, and they were off. California was the place where Rio's mother had been born and grew up. She'd left when she was barely 20, first on a music scholarship to New York, and then upon graduation as a violinist in the London Philharmonic Orchestra. In all that time, she'd only been back once, taking Rio with her when he was just a tiny baby. So long ago, he couldn't remember any of it. But technically, by virtue of his mother's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?